Welcome to Mystery Movie Madness, where we are saving up to buy Ferris a kidney. I'm your host, The Collector, and joining me is a man who's always making a fourth wall break in a fourth wall break. That's 16 walls. It's Joe McCrispy.
I popped the other kidney.
Ew.
And also joining us is someone who wants you to know losing all hope is freedom. It's K-Tron.
It's like my everyday.
And also joining us for the first time is a very special guest who's always bragging it's his duty as a knight to sample as much pearl as he can. It's Mr. Meats.
Tough up.
How's it going, man?
Not too bad, yourself?
No, not too bad. Now, if this has been a long time coming, trying to get Mr. Meats on the show.
Absolutely. I think it's been about a year.
At least.
Wow. Yeah. We spent a full year tracking down the meats. We visited Arby's everywhere. We could not find the meats.
I've never been to an Arby's or a, Carl's Jr.?
Yeah, I'm not really into, roast beef.
You ever been to Jack in the Box?
No, but I could totally make a joke.
I've seen a lot of, really sexy pictures of the Jack in the Box guy with, his butt very prominent. I don't know what that means, but that's what's on the internet.
Why are we looking up Jack? Why are we looking it up,
K-Tron? I didn't even have to. The internet just showed me.
Wait, how do you accidentally look that up?
Look, we were looking for Mr. Meats, and when you Google that, things happen.
Well, for those of you just joining us for the first time, McCrispy, you want to go ahead and tell everyone what the show is about?
This show is Mystery Movie Madness, where we each have a movie, and we each give out clues until we guess our movies, and whoever is left standing wins something.
Does that mean it's... some point, people are missing legs and they're doing Lieutenant Dan ice cream. No, come on.
No.
Well,
those legs went over our heads.
Oh, I see what you did there. Well, K-Tron, you want to go ahead and tell everyone what this fantastic episode is about?
Yeah, this episode is about breaking the fourth wall. And if you're not familiar with the term, the fourth wall, I believe, is from the theater stage. We usually have a backdrop and then two walls on the side, and then the fourth invisible wall is where everyone faces the audience. So that's when people in a film break that wall. They either talk directly to the audience or acknowledge that they're in a movie, some sort of meta thing like that, where it's like, oh, right, we're in a film, and they kind of acknowledge it and they're not just stuck in the world of the movie.
Well, speaking of that, Mr. Meats, have you ever been trapped in a fourth wall before?
No, sir. I don't think so. I'm hoping soon, though. I hope I do, maybe.
Well, the question is, if you are in the theater, how would you be able to tell time?
Oh, man. I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. The reactions of the... Are we going actual theater here? Because if actual, the theater, if I'm...
I would just open the blinds and blind everybody.
That's right. It's time for Killer Trivia.
It's time for Killer Trivia, so go and tell your mom. It's time for Killer Trivia, for your sake, don't be wrong. It's time for Killer Trivia, we hope you play along, because it's time for Killer Trivia.
All right, Mr. Meats, pick a color. Green, yellow, orange, pink, blue, or purple?
We're going to go with pink.
Okay. In the Twilight Zone 1959 to 1964 episode, The Hitchhiker, who was the hitchhiker Nan was trying to avoid? Give us a random name if you don't know.
Yeah.
We'll go with Jim.
K-Tron?
I'm going to say like a human incarnation of death.
And Crispy?
Dennis.
I'm going to go Suzanne. K-Chan, what did you say?
Death, like the incarnation of death in a human
you
form.
You 100% pulled that out of your ass. It is death.
It sounded like something they would do on that
what?
Show.
What?
My other guess would have been the devil.
You earned that one.
Thank you. My ass feels great pulling that out of it.
All right, K-Tron, give us the turn order.
Okay, I think we'll put Crispy at number one.
Wow.
Number two collector, Mr. Meets three, and then I will go last.
Why do you keep like making the guest want to win? You put the.
I just want them to feel special.
Mr. Meats, do you feel special?
Absolutely. 100%.
Oh, see, it's working.
All right, McCrispy, go ahead and give us your first clue.
All right, my movie has a lot of nightclubs. Every other scene, they're in some kind of party or nightclub.
Now, is it like a dance party nightclub, or is it like...
Yeah, there's a rave. There's rave music. There's cocaine. There's everything, man.
I'm going to go with Blade.
No. Blade breaks the fourth wall.
That'd be cool.
By him being a vampire, yes, he's brave. I don't fucking know.
I think even in that opening sequence with the blood rave, which is one of the coolest fucking things in cinema history ever, I'm pretty sure when he has that little boomerang made of silver that goes around and chops everybody's heads off, he does smile at the camera a bit like he knows it's there. Just say.
He picks up the camera and throws it at a vampire.
That'd be fucking cool too.
Is there any vampires in your movie by any chance?
No.
I was gonna write that down. Okay.
No. I know there's one of Ryan Reynolds, but he doesn't. Actually, never mind. He does break the fourth wall and everything.
It's a Ryan Reynolds movie. Goddamn right. Right, he breaks the fourth wall.
It's his God given right.
Oh. He's proud to be American. He's not American, he's Canadian. He's proud to be.
Proud to be a Canadian and break the fourth wall.
Proud to
America.
Be a Canadian,
Any guesses, Mr. Meats?
There's a couple at first. I was thinking, he kind of had me at first when he was saying nightclubs. I was thinking like almost like Night at the Roxbury, but I haven't seen that one in a while.
Oh, damn. That's a good film.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more. Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. No more.
I was like, I don't know if that breaks. Yeah.
No.
And then he said the cocaine. I was like, I don't remember that.
I don't remember cocaine. I watched closely. There was no cocaine in that movie.
There is cocaine, however, in the other movie that What's-His-Face did, whose name just blew out of my head because I only remember the name of the film. Oh,
that was Wesley Snipes.
No. What is his name? The guy that's also in House on Haunted Hill. That's one half of the Night of the Roxbury guys.
Neither of them were in House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah, it was the Pritchard, I think that's his
Look,
name.
Look, there's cocaine in a lot of places.
Anyway, the
specific.
Movie Corky Romano, where that guy plays a a cop or something. He inhales a bunch of cocaine.
Questions? All right, well, since we're starting off fucking terribly, I'll give you a clue to my movie. So in my movie, there are giant elephants and a tiger.
Are they on cocaine?
Negative.
Well, circus performers use cocaine to rile up the animals. It's a legit question.
That's why there's no more circuses.
Elephants and what?
And a tiger.
Now, when you say giant, do you mean bigger than a regular elephant and a tiger technically is?
They were definitely larger than a normal elephant.
Dumbo the remake.
Yeah, no. Is your movie Dumbo?
No.
Is it Mowgli, the Netflix one?
No.
Jungle Book, the actual Jungle Book, not this weird ass...
Also by Netflix? No.
Well, no. No, there was like one remake by Disney that was The Jungle Book, and then Netflix, I guess, got a hold of the rights and made Mowgli. I think that's what happened.
Either way, it is not.
It's possible it's in public domain, the Rudyard Kipling book, so that makes sense.
Maybe, actually. Yeah, that's very valid.
Look for the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities. Forget about your worries and your strife. I mean the bare necessities, that's why...
Anyway, the actor's name was Chris Kattan, okay?
He was not in House of the Haunted Hill.
Yes, he is. He's the...
Which guy? He's not... Chris Kattan is not in that movie.
I'm Googling this right now, you son of a bitch.
Anyways, Mr. Meats, any guesses?
No, I'm kind of stumped on that one. Nothing great. No gears turning yet.
All right. Well, Mr. Meats, you go ahead and give us your first clue.
I'm going to kind of keep running with the theme that you had, and I'm going to say in my movie there was an orangutan.
Hmm.
I can't even spell that. Is your movie, I only know one movie with an orangutan in it, is your movie Dunkston Checks In?
No, sir.
Dunston Checks
In. That's what I said, Dunkston.
I think Dunston in that movie is a chimpanzee, not an orangutan.
What's the difference?
The orangutans have the orange hair.
And chimpanzees will rip off your arm if you look up the wrong way.
I mean, I'm sure either one would, but a chimp is probably more likely to.
Well, orangutans are much more chill than chimps. Chimps are like chainsaws with thumbs.
That sounds accurate.
Mr. Meads, by any chance, did your orangutan have chainsaws for thumbs?
No, this one was a pretty mellow, nice orangutan.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Why am I thinking one of the, damn it. I just remember this movie. Like, they get drunk a night before a wedding, and then they, like,
oh, is your movie The Hangover?
Nope.
The third one. The third one specifically, I think, is the monkey.
Hangover Part 2?
Nope.
Hangover Part 3, Hangover Harder.
No, sir.
Damn it.
All right, Kaytron, you give us your first clue.
Chris Kattan plays Pritchett in House on Haunted Hill. He's the guy that's like the caretaker that gets stuck with everybody that was actually invited to the house.
He was in the movie for like 10 seconds.
He's stuck with them and he's in the movie until he like gets killed by a chandelier or some shit.
Really? Because I totally blacked out that character.
I black out all the time too. It's okay.
Well, speaking of blacking out.
Yeah. Okay. My movie was the highest grossing film of its kind until 2011.
That's an IMDb clue. With that being said, I know I'm an expert with those clues.
What
okay?
year was your movie in?
I'm not telling you.
I mean, that could be like just 2010. All right. Is your movie Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
It is not.
I blacked out what you just said, so I have no guess.
Any guesses, Mr. Meats?
No, I blacked out too. Nothing.
Thanks, everyone. Yeah. But yeah. You'll never forget about Chris Kattan and House on Haunted Hill.
Yeah.
That I did catch.
That character was invaluable. I can't believe you forgot about him. He was invaluable to the story.
Right now, Mr. Meats is just picturing Chris Kattan fighting a monkey with chainsaws for arms right now.
Yeah, and then getting crushed by a chandelier.
Chandelier here. All
right, but crispy.
All right. The villain's evil plans get filmed. And yes, there is a villain.
Was it a sex tape?
That's very specific. Why did you instantly jump to a sex tape? I need to know.
I just assumed.
Is he saying his evil plans while making sweet, sweet love?
Like, my plans are.
Oh, don't make the sound effect.
To take over the world using fish.
I see what you did there. Is your movie The Crow?
It had cameras in The Crow?
No, but there was a nightclub.
Oh, yes.
And cocaine.
Does he break the fourth wall? And I, like, thinking, well, actually, hear me out. You know how, like, he, like, imprints his memories on people that changes the setting to the memory?
Are you talking about the flashbacks that he's having himself?
No, he does it to a couple
he
people.
He gives them to somebody, and then that forces the screen to change to his memory. Like, he actively changes things.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Does that count?
No, I don't think so.
I guess
that would
not.
Be a stretch if you tried.
No, but Halloween ain't till mañana.
Who the hell gets married on Halloween?
Nobody.
Me.
Nobody.
You can quote that movie for days, son.
Uh-huh.
Is that gasoline I smell?
Mr. Meats, what's The Crow?
No, I remember The Crow. I remember The Crow talking about it at work.
That's the only place you remember
it. Been, yeah, I don't think I've seen it.
Were you talking to a crow at work?
Straight up, picking daisies.
Mr. Meats just looks out the window at the meat factory, and he's just, look at the crows.
Crows are awesome, though, that some of them can be taught to, like, talk and mimic sounds and things.
And attack people. They remember a face for 2 years.
They sure do. They're fucking smart. Don't fuck with a crow.
They come back a year later to reap revenge.
Yes.
They actually do.
That is terrifying.
They like, crack walnuts using cars. They're incredible. Yeah, they literally use cars.
Cars?
Meats. Just go back to meats.
Did you see the video where the crow picked up somebody's, like, ATM card and was trying to make money come out?
No, I didn't.
Know. Yeah,
I wish I did now. That sounds funny.
Alright, I'll give you a clue to my movie. My movie is about a journey to prevent the forces of evil.
Ah, jeez, bullshit. Is it the Pokemon movie?
No. But, Mr. Meats, can you sing us the original Pokemon theme song?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I think I got this. It's been a little while, but I think I got this. Like, I don't know the beats exactly, but I can say the words like, dun, 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 Pokemon, gotta catch them all. I catch them all or something like that. I remember when it used to kickstart on the Game Boy and stuff. Oh, yeah.
It's you and me. I know it's a destiny.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now it's bringing back Cartoon Network memories right there.
Oh, yeah.
I want to be the very best like no one ever was. Them is my real test. To train them is my cause.
Is Ash 14?
He finally won. He's a Pokemon master now. And
is he still 14? Don't give me that. Answer the question.
No, but I think he's not going to be next iteration.
Even Arthur is a grown up now.
Like the anteater?
Yes. No. Like, you know that the old, like, PBS show Arthur. Something,
yeah, he's
like
an anteater. That weird brown creature is? That's an anteater. Yeah.
Why is his nose regular size?
That guy's still around.
Yeah.
Wait, no way.
They show like an adult version of him now, and he looks like a hipster. It's funny.
Even as a child, I wanted to punch him in the face.
I wanted to punch his sister, but you know.
Anyways, she's kind of annoying, yeah. Speaking of annoying sisters, Mr. Meats, you're up.
Aw.
He has a sister?
No, he is the annoying sister.
Mrs. Meat.
So, in my movie, they use the F word 250 times.
South Park.
Actually, 248 to be exact. No, that is a good guess. Oh, that's
Damn
a great
it.
Movie.
I know, because they say a specific number, because like below 300 is like when it's considered NC-17. That's
is
the entire reason
basketball?
They said that.
No, that's another great movie, though, too.
It is.
Love that. I was thinking of that one. That's a good movie.
We were both thinking Trey Parker, Matt Stone.
Mm. I love when the guy from Unsolved Mysteries says, "We have no fucking clue where this guy is."
Joe Cooper left his house 2 weeks ago. According to Angelique Bones, a nosy bitch who lives up the street, he took with him only a toothbrush, a wallet, a steamer trunk, and a plane ticket to Calcutta. Police theorize several possible scenarios of what happened with a man affectionately known to the world as Coop.
That was such a good show. I was so sad when Netflix brought it back and it just was not the same.
No. They tried something new, but not the same vibe. I have a guess. Is your movie Pulp Fiction?
No, ma'am. It is okay. Not.
Right. No dice. Okay, I think.
I figured Quentin Tarantino would have about 248 F-words in a film.
All right, Katron.
There's one of those scenes in my movie where the film breaks. So if you were watching it at the theater, you may have thought, oh no, the film broke. But it's just part of the movie.
When you said it's one of those scenes in the movie, I got scared for a second what the next part of that sentence was.
Okay. I know Katron's movie. I know Katron's movie.
Don't hold. I'm going to cry. Stop guessing my movies.
Hypothetically speaking, when there's film breaks in your movie, is there happen to be a slight pornographic image for a second or two?
You were watching porn for a movie?
No, she knows what I'm talking about.
Talking about porno.
It's in your movie.
No, I don't think so.
Your movie is Fight Club.
My movie is not Fight Club.
God damn it. I don't remember there being porn in that movie. Wait, does all the men beating each other count as...
For some people, absolutely yes. But
they're shirtless and sometimes pantsless in some scenes, okay? It's a valid question.
They're very sweaty and muscular and yes. But when they are working at a movie theater, they splice in pictures of genitals. Just like one tiny frame of genitals into the film reels. So for a split second, you will see them.
Which you can no longer do anymore because when you go to the movies, all they are playing a Blu-ray.
or digital something, yeah. Unless you go to the IMAX, that's all big. Well, sometimes it's digital, actually, but they have actual film.
Just imagine watching a movie and next, you know, the director's like, ha, surprise dick.
Why did it show the director saying that?
it just cuts to a dick and the guy's like, ha, surprise dick.
Yeah, no, they didn't do it like when the movie was being made. They did it at a theater where the audience would just find it. Unless the director was watching his own movie at some random ass theater.
Do you know what would be funny? A split second of tits. That's what would be funny. Let's put that in.
Well, Mr. Meads, have you ever seen Teen Wolf?
Yeah. With Michael.
Oh, have you? Yep. Yeah. Have you ever seen the final scene or looked for the man with the penis out?
Oh, absolutely, 100%. In the stands?
Yes.
Is it really out? I feel like I looked.
He's not. You looked? Well, anyway.
I believe his hand was down his pants coming out.
Okay. That's just funny. It was just like...
Favorite like part of the movie.
Yeah.
Puppet penis, nice.
Yes.
Well, speaking of pop-up penises, McCrispy, you are up.
They're called surprise weasels, first off.
Oh, that's even worse.
Why are you doing this to me?
Anyway, the main character focuses is a workaholic. He works too much. That's, you know, that's where he has to learn to be less of a workaholic.
And where does he work?
It's just some unnamed corporation. I don't know.
Well, what's he do at the corporation?
I don't know. CEO, janitor, cleans the toilets. I don't know. It doesn't go into details.
The guy's a workaholic, but you never see him do any work?
Yeah, it's like every Disney mother. You know they exist, but you don't know everything about them.
Is your movie Hook?
No. Is it Bambi? No.
Is it Office Space?
No.
Is your movie The Matrix?
Does that no, that doesn't count.
I was gonna say, I'm like, who the fuck's got a job at the Matrix? I was like, oh wait, the whole like first 35 minutes of the movie.
Yeah, it's him at his boring job.
Does being in the Resistance count as a job? Well, they're homeless.
It's more like a lifestyle.
Yeah, I understand why you would ever want to leave the Matrix. I understand it's to live in the real world, but the real world's even shittier. So
he didn't know that though. That was the whole gimmick.
Yes,
he's the one. He could have gone back, though. They told him he could go back in.
Yeah, but if they kept his memories, then that would be really shitty.
What, that he goes back and has a memory about being in the Matrix, then just goes back and is like, whatever?
Yeah. No, think about it. Like, say you, like, realize your world's fake and you're going to get eaten alive by a robot. And you're, like, put back in that simulation forever. You are screwed. Like, what do you...
It would be a little hard to enjoy the simulation at that point.
You wouldn't... It would be like Grand Theft Auto. Are you shitting me?
All right, we've all got a different opinion on what we're gonna do if we find out the Matrix is a thing.
Mr. Meads, did you do anything special in Grand Theft Auto?
No, I wasn't too good. I tried to do the money hack and stuff, but I could never get down.
Mr. Meads is the guy that like obeys all the traffic rules and stops at the red lights and everything.
Every stoplight, pedestrians could always walk. Never hit anybody.
Go ahead.
The best thing I ever did was use the code to summon the speedboat inside of a fountain, and then I just went nuts. I'm like, this is my space now, killing everyone, just driving the boat in the fountain. I lived like a king that day.
I remember back in the day when the third one came out, we would purposely go and pick up hookers, then kill them and dump them like on the beach. totally not PC, and I'm sorry.
Sex workers. You murder sex workers.
Yes. Yeah. What did I say?
That makes it PC. That's terrible.
I did like two things. One, I would like wait by ladders and shoot any cop that goes up the ladder.
Why ladders?
Because they can't like shoot back. Because you're in a position where they like, crawl up for a second and you get free headshots.
Okay.
That and I broke into the strip club, killed absolutely everybody, and then set up a shooting gallery because the cops can funnel through a one-way hallway.
Well, living out our dreams.
Anyways, I'll give you another clue to my movie. There is a giant devil with smoke that comes out of his mouth in the movie.
Spawn.
No, but that is a great movie.
It's a movie.
It's got my boy Johnny Legs in it.
Yeah, it's a movie. Let's be honest.
He was fun as clown.
Mm-hmm.
His name is Violator.
Later. Is your Violator. Movie Pee-wee's Big Adventure?
No, but that is a great movie.
Ah, so good. I keep thinking about the part with him and the snakes and how he was like, all right, Tim Burton, I'm actually, Paul Rubens was very afraid of snakes. So he's like, all right, we're not actually doing that scene, right? And he's like, nope, of course not. And then they get to that scene. He's like, go get the snakes. So he's running out of the pet store holding the snakes. He's like legit freaking out.
You have a guess, Mr. Meats?
The devil head's kind of giving me, it's not Scooby-Doo, what's that, Mystery Island or whatever, when they go on the Terrifier Park or something.
It is not Scooby-Doo, and there is no Sugar Ray in my movie.
Remember that one song?
No.
Actually, see, what most people don't know is that Sugar Ray started out as a punk band, and they were going to get dropped by their label, but their label was like, all right, we'll give you one more album, but you have to put this song on it, and ended up being Fly. And then they were like, oh, shit, we can make money. We're only going to do those songs now.
That makes sense to me.
Yes.
That's what happened with a lot of singles with a lot of bands.
A lot of single ladies, I know.
Well, speaking of people that were in a punk band that sold their soul to the devil, you're up, Mr. Meats.
All righty. So, my movie was released in 2001.
Mm.
The best year ever.
I'm not sure.
2001 with a ton of F-bombs.
That does not narrow things down. And an ape.
All I'm thinking is like American Pie movies, but I don't think so.
American Pie 2, American Pie Harder.
Oh. Is your movie Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back?
No, it is.
Yes.
I thought I was dang.
I remembered at the very end they're holding hands with that goddamn ape.
And Will Ferrell jumps out the down the Hoover Dam. Yep.
Oh,
damn,
man.
I got it.
I haven't seen that one in a long time.
I haven't either.
See, you went obscure with a monkey, but then it came back and bit you in the butt cheeks, you know what I mean?
Yep, I know. I was trying to keep it just simple, but
monkeys do like biting ass cheeks, so you know.
They will tear anything if they need to.
They don't focus right on Main Street, you know what I mean?
they look at Main, they look directly into Main Street and then tear into it. That's what they do.
All right,
we've all been there.
Mr. Meats, all you gotta do is try to guess one of our movies so you can come back in.
Don't be shy now.
We'll give up. That's an option.
Jay and Silent Bob are here.
Jay and Silent Bob movie?
There's a movie being made you two were the basis for.
What?
And these two guys from Jersey are on a mission.
We gotta stop that stupid movie from getting made. Come on, Silent Bob. We're going to Hollywood.
If they can manage to get there.
How come we ain't getting no rides?
Because you're doing it all wrong. Hey.
All right, Katron, give us another clue to your movie.
My movie is a road trip film.
Is it road trip?
Ew.
It is not road trip.
Road trip, boat trip, Euro trip.
It is none of those, no.
Yeah, God, I hope she wouldn't do that.
The word trip
obvious.
Is not in the title.
It's about a road trip?
Mm-hmm.
Meet the Mitchells, Michaels, what's...
No.
Nope.
Is it any of the National Lampoon's Vacations? Do I have to start naming them all?
You mean all, like, what, two? Oh, no, there's many of those.
There's like four.
Want to name a few?
All right, there's National Lampoon's Vacation. There's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. National Lampoon's European Vacation.
And the remake.
Just the remake of National Lampoon's Family Vacation? Vacation? I think that's
it's
all.
None of those. I just wanted to hear you name them.
Yeah.
Is like the family, I forgot, the remake, is like a different family or is it still the same
it's
family?
His,
just slightly older?
It's his son.
Oh, okay. That makes more sense.
I haven't even seen that.
Mr. Meats, have you ever been driving down the road with your family and you saw a really attractive lady in a Ferrari next to you?
Yes. And then she gets smoked by an oncoming truck and you don't know what happens. Or you get bagged over the head and suffocated. Absolutely.
Wait, why is she putting a bag over your head and killing you?
No. Well, that could just be the pesky little brother in the back seat. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Relatable. Absolutely. We all have little siblings that put bags over each other's heads.
Any other guesses?
Cheese grater. I was worth a guess.
Give us another clue, McCrispy.
There's a movie within a movie. There's like a TV screen of another movie. And this movie was a Leatherface movie.
Like actually one of those movies or a parody?
Yep. Texas Chainsaw.
It was Texas Chainsaw Massacre 3, to be exact. No, it was 2. No. It was Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2 was the movie that was on TV. Yes.
I don't think so, no.
I can remember the scene. I can't remember the movie, but I know the scene you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Leatherface jumps up and like lifts a blanket or something off the top of him because he's on the bridge.
I really have no idea what the hell you're talking about now.
That's in the third one, right? Yeah.
Freddy versus Jason.
Oh, you wish, no. You're not
guessing.
Wondering
if it's actually going to be somebody's movie.
I just want to point out that I am fucking mad. If someone besides me did Last Action Hero, I just want to say I've been dying to do that movie and I wasn't allowed to do it this time because everyone was gonna guess it.
We can do it next time. There's robots. Wait, is the robots in that movie? No. In Rocky 5, I think no. Which Rocky had the robot? I know one of them has a robot. Which
technically
one?
The robot's not in it anymore.
Oh, they deleted it, right?
Yeah.
No. Bullshit. No. I want it. It would count because if the robot's a main character. Like, think of Johnny 5.
Do not disassemble number Johnny 5. I got nothing. Anyone? Any guesses?
It's Johnny 3.
Don't do the voice.
Why not?
Well, it's already bad enough that the guy that was playing that guy was not of that
ethnicity.
But
I could do an impression of the guy that did the impression.
I don't know. I feel like that's
don't
just,
do his actions.
That's
like,
just
what do
like,
you do?
2 times 3 times 4. Like, you're just making it worse.
What
like
do you do?
How is that worse?
It's worse.
What
that's
do
like
you do?
Doing an impression of Donald Trump.
Still, what this man do? What did he do?
It was a time in film history where instead of hiring someone of that ethnicity, which could be a really good actor, they just took another actor and put colored paint on them and had him do
he
very...
did like blackface. Okay.
Yeah, or was brown it face. It was, yeah.
Yeah,
he's
whatever.
Pretending to be
a... painted them a different race. Got it.
Indeed. Yeah, you got it.
Painted
okay.
them no need... a different race. That would sound so bad. Why did I do that?
You're... You collected this.
I apologize
hell.
In advance.
Los Locos kick your ass! Los Locos kick your face! Los Locos kick your balls into outer space!
I don't even remember what I'm supposed to be trying to think about. There's a movie in a movie, and Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
You're supposed to be telling me your movie because it's over. So,
all right, I'll give you a clue to my movie after that.
you should.
So, in my movie, there is a thief. And while running away, he gets hit by a horse.
Thief and the Cobbler.
Hit by a horse, like
that's a book.
Run over by a horse.
Like kind of like they collided.
Does like the horse stand up on its hind legs and like boxer punches the thief?
No, it is not a kangaroo horse.
Is your movie Aladdin?
No.
There's giant elephants. Tigers, the forces of evil, the devil, maybe you could count, I don't know, the scary genie.
Jafar does not count as the devil.
Thieving, horses, your movie is fucking Aladdin, don't lie to me.
Mr. Meats, can you give us, or sing us any song from Aladdin?
Oh,
Is it Aladdin 2?
Yeah, they cannot.
There is a second one. And there's three of them.
Oh, yeah. Wasn't there the one that just came out with Will Smith was Aladdin or something?
That's the remake.
Like that?
Yeah.
Yep. Either way, try to give me one song from that movie if you can.
Oof. I don't know any. I hate to admit it because I watched all those movies as a kid.
Oh, I know one from the remake, and I actually like this one. I'm surprised Will Smith auto-tuned actually worked for me, but it did.
Go ahead, McCrispy.
You ain't never, never had a friend, never, never had a friend like me.
It's the original as well, but yes. Beautiful. Voice of an angel.
I love that song.
It is good.
But I'm not paid to sing, I'm paid to eat chicken.
This is true.
All right, well, Mr.
Eat chicken and be entertaining.
Yes.
Mr. Eads, go ahead and tell us some stuff about your movie, since we already guessed yours.
So, there's a pretty funny character, you know. Might have been a drug dealer. He was played by Tracy Morgan. He had a unique name of Pumpkin Escobar. It was a pretty funny scene in there. They were comparing their cards and stuff, but yeah. What else was there?
Can you sing the song with the drug deal in the beginning?
Oh my god, yeah. I was just listening to that. I was watching it this morning too while I was at it. I watched it last week and this morning. It's like beers, 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 drinking beer, smoking weed. That's all I got.
Roland Fatty smoking blunts. Who smokes the blunts?
We smoke the blunts. Rolling blunts and smoking, and then it cuts. And then yep. 15 bucks, yeah. Little man. Put me. That shit in my hand. If that money doesn't show, then you owe me. Owe me. Owe
me. Oh. My young love.
It's the motherfucking time, man.
Such a good movie.
I guess.
Crispy's like, this is juvenile.
Yeah. Can we just get to the next clue, guys?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I'm trying to win. Stop talking about drugs.
Yeah.
Anyway, my
like
movie has
drugs.
A mountain of cocaine.
Oh, yeah. I, too, have a movie with cocaine. That was my first clue, I think.
I know. Mine does not. Don't listen to it. I was pretending
your
to be you.
Your movie has cocaine.
I completely, like, I don't know what happened, but I have, like, no clues for K-Tron written down. All I have is cocaine, and that it says until 2011, so I have no idea.
Cocaine until 2011. Let
me give you an actual clue, then.
Does your movie have cocaine?
No.
That's the clue. Her movie does not have cocaine.
The tagline to my movie is more entertaining than humanly possible.
Sounds like a Disney film. No, a Nickelodeon film. Is your movie a Nickelodeon film? I won't judge you for it. I'll just laugh quietly.
Hey, man, I just saw Good Burger for the first time not that long ago. That movie
I love
is
Good
brilliant.
Burger. Yo, Good so Burger's bad. A bop. Good Burger's top tier. Is it Good Burger?
Mr. Meats, did you know they're making a sequel to Good Burger?
They better not.
I saw the pictures and stuff with the older. Oh my god, I can't remember it. Kel. I saw the pictures with the older Kel. Pretty excited for that one.
Yeah. I hope like he just doesn't get promoted. I hope he just stays in the same like position and everything and says the exact same thing. Like nothing's changed. In fact, I hope they just do the first movie all over again with no differences.
Yes.
That'd be funny.
Yeah, that's what I want to.
Is Sinbad still alive though?
I think so. I don't know what he's been up to.
He had a great TV show back in the day.
Yeah, I don't know.
No one saw it? No? Okay. It
was I don't remember, but a lot of people had shows back then. I don't remember.
It was probably like right after Martin and in between Living Single. No?
Oh, God, this is such good shows. Living Single is like so fucking good. I love that show.
Well, we should probably start winding down a little bit. So let's give...
Hail Marys?
Hail Marys.
Yeah, give us some Hail Marys. You're up, McCrispy.
All right, I'm already getting pretty... I'm shaking in my boots, you know?
No, you're not.
There's
I'm
a snake
shaking.
In my boots.
It's your movie Toy Story.
Damn it!
The main character has a mental breakdown.
At his job?
He's in the office, but he's not, like, working. Does that make any sense? Like, he goes to his office and has a breakdown.
It's Office Space.
No, he's crying, and he's a full-grown man crying.
Men can cry.
Boys don't cry.
Yeah, that's different.
X-Men?
No, you're not guessing my
Lethal
movie.
Weapon 2.
I'm so happy you can't guess my movie. You can't guess my movie. You're
it's
not
movie
guessing my
in a
movie.
Movie where they're watching Texas Chainsaw.
Oh, yeah. You ain't guessing my
he
movie.
He cries in the bathroom.
Not the bathroom, the office.
Why is he crying?
I can't tell you. That's another clue.
Just tell us why he's crying. There's a Hail Mary here.
The Hail Mary is he's crying.
A man cries in my movie.
Yeah, that's yes. In a lot of movies.
All right, fine. You want a real clue? Fine.
It's Hail Mary, yes.
He uses the bathroom.
While crying.
That's a clue. Yes.
Number one or number two? Oh my God, it's Austin Powers.
No, it is not. There is a naked... Okay, he's naked. There's multiple
Austin
scenes
Powers.
Of this man naked. It's not Austin Powers. Nope.
Is your movie...
I'm shocked I haven't guessed it yet.
Harold and Kumar.
No.
They don't go to work in that movie at all.
Maybe it's the second one where those girls are having battle shits.
Battle shits?
Or is it the first one? That's the right movie, right?
Yes.
Battle shits. I challenge thee to battle shits.
Give us one more Hail Mary, McCrispy.
One more. All right, there's a break-in with a stolen key. The guy steals the key, breaks into the guy's apartment, and steals his shit.
Like his poop?
Yes. He breaks in deep into the toilet. Because after all...
Is it Ted 2?
No. But you know who... But you know, Ted will make a pretty good opponent on battle shit!
Pineapple Express.
No, this is Peachy Keen.
Half-baked.
Uh-uh.
Go with all the drug ones.
I know.
You can't handle the flood of battle shit.
Mr. Meats, you got any guesses?
This one's kind of stumping me. It's funny.
Nightclub, rave, coke, villains, evil plans, caught on tape, workaholic.
Battle shits.
There's a movie in the movie and a mental breakdown with crying in a bathroom at work. And then also battle using the bathroom.
Shit. Battle shits.
All right, enough of the battle shits.
Stop trying to distract me.
All right. I give up.
It's a rockin' good time, battle shits.
You get one more clue or are we done? Come on.
You got one more in you?
Okay. This is my last clue, right? All right.
Okay.
My collector should get this one, but a popular music group made a song based off this movie.
Okay. So the music group is Ice Nine Kills.
Maybe.
All right. American Psycho.
Damn it, you got it.
Yes.
When does he break the fourth wall in that one?
He constantly talks to the audience.
Yeah.
Oh.
Now, I've never read I believe the book, like, you know, for example, like there's a scene in the movie where he's talking about his cleanliness and his whole routine.
Yep.
In the book, that goes on for like 30 fucking pages.
It's a pretty big book. I haven't read American Psycho, but I've read other books by Bret Easton Ellis, and he is a bit wordy.
Yeah.
And definitely
I read okay. American
sorry go ahead
yeah I read American Psycho in school.
Yeah.
I was kicked out in sixth grade.
That was one that was on a banned books list for a while because of the content and whatnot.
Yeah, there's necrophilia, child murder, hooker murderer,
sex worker
murder. It's so bad, it's not making it too much better.
Let's see. There was normal people. I think, yeah, business murder. Actually, it's like left. Okay, I haven't read the book. The movies, it's like left in the air whether he did commit murder or not. In the books, did he commit murder or is that also like left in the air?
I'm not sure. I haven't read it. Yeah.
I
know the film was directed by a woman. I can't remember her name, but just that she did get the opportunity to direct a horror movie. It doesn't usually come up too often, but it is one that is very much beloved. People love this movie so much.
You know, I feel bad for saying this, but now that you say that, I'm trying to think of other women directors who do horror movies.
People are getting more opportunities now.
I know, but say names so I don't sound bad, because I sound really bad right now. Give me names.
Well, think of it. It's not so much of give me names. It's how many directors can you actually name in general?
I know. I'm not great.
That's
with
kind of better.
That.
I sound less of a monster now. less of a Bateman misogynist like in the movie. Because, yes, this man's very he's something.
So bad.
What's the topic of discussion?
I've been hired by Meredith Powell to investigate the disappearance of Paul Allen. I just have some basic questions about Paul Allen, about yourself.
How old are you?
27.
Your address?
American Gardens Building, West 81st Street.
Nice. Very nice. Thanks. What can you tell me about Paul Allen?
I hope I'm not being cross-examined here.
Do you feel like that?
No, not really.
Where did he go to school?
All right. Well, I'm going to go ahead and give you the Hail Marys to my movie.
All of them. Every clue on that list right now. I want to go back in.
Let's see. We'll go with this clue. So there's an object in my movie, and without it, life would be meaningless.
Cocaine?
No. And I'll give you one more.
Weed. Is it Ted 1?
So there is a number that comes up a bunch in my movie, and the number is grave importance, and it's 137. So I was really mad that it was not 138.
It's the hotel, right? Is it room 136? Is that the name of it?
You're thinking of 1408 is what you're thinking of.
Okay.
And that's the Stephen King book. Well, it's a movie too, but.
Well, not ill.
Some
what's
of his the room number in The Shining? Because that's an important number in some of his books, too.
No.
Is it 616?
Seven something?
Seven?
I don't
Can
know.
Can I Google it? I'm going to Google it. I'm going.
Any guesses, Mr. Meats?
No. I'm slacking on this. I don't know. 137.
And something that makes life meaningless without it.
And don't forget, my movie is about the journey to prevent the forces of evil.
Pick of destiny?
No.
Is your
217 the room? Okay,
thank you. Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey?
No.
Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure?
No.
There's like four. What's the one where like Keanu Reeves didn't bother cutting his hair?
All right. This is the last final clue that I'll give.
Oh, there's only three. All right. Four.
There is a Super Nintendo in my movie, and there's also a Game Boy.
All right. Give another clue, because that one was crap.
That one was a crap clue, but the other clues have been really important.
Super no, they're Nintendo, not.
Game Boy. Giant elephant, larger than a regular elephant.
Is it Freddy Got Fingered?
The movie is about a journey to prevent the forces of evil.
Yeah, Freddy Got Fingered. That he takes a very big.
Have I seen this
movie?
I'm not saying
it's not a Gremlins movie, is it?
It is not a Gremlins movie.
Yeah.
Okay, hold on.
It's killing me, but I don't know. My brain has got nothing.
All right, you give up?
Star Wars.
Nope.
The Last Starfighter.
Nope.
What?
Okay.
Did you just say the last story?
Mr. Meats, do you give up?
I give up.
All right, that's one down. McCrispy, you give up?
No.
I'm going to torture everyone.
Yeah. Ketron, are you done? You're not done.
I think I'm done. I'm not pulling anything out of my brain here.
All right, McCrispy.
Is it Evil Dead? Does it break the fake? No.
No, it is not Evil Dead.
Army of Darkness?
No.
No. Okay, I give up.
All right. I need the three of you to band with me together.
Okay.
All right. We're going to take on the forces of evil. Because you know what? Damn the man. Save the empire.
Are you kidding me? Empire Records, it came into my head for a second and then it flew out.
Oh, yes.
And I missed it. Damn.
Empire
Who
Records.
Runs into a goddamn horse in that movie?
It was a Mustang.
A horse runs into a Mustang?
No, Warren's running away because he stole a bunch of CDs from the store and he runs into a Mustang.
Ugh, that's not even real.
You know how hard it was to come up with clues for this movie?
You know I've seen this movie an ungodly amount of times.
Yes. And the reason why the number 137 is of grave importance, that is when AJ is going to tell the person that he loves her.
Oh. Is music the thing that people can't live without?
Yes, it's actually a cassette tape that one of the guys made, and it was
the
like
glue
a mixtape.
Of the world.
And it was glue of the world. And he literally says, without this object, life would be meaningless.
And my head was picturing that scene, and I was like, okay, and then something else happened, and then it flew out of my head. Damn. What about the giant elephant and tiger?
All right, so the giant elephants are because he goes to Atlantic City, and there's giant marble elephants, because, you know, this stuff. And then in the break room, there is a like a giant stuffed animal tiger in the background. Oh.
Lucas stole $9,000. I just stole a couple CDs.
Oh,
there are so many times a day that I say it in my head to myself, and once in a while I get the opportunity to say it out loud. I don't need to explain my art to you.
I use the there's 24 usable hours in every day excuse on people all the time when they tell me, well, I didn't have time.
Something happened to me last night in Atlantic City.
Did you win anything?
No, I did not.
But Lucas blew it. Everyone knew it.
You want to buy Empire?
Well, that's a good thing, right?
The money is gone.
Where's it going to?
I think it's recirculating.
We're turning us into a music town?
I have to pay for what Mr. Brilliant here did.
I'm the idiot, you're the screw-up, and we are all losers.
Now, five friends have one day to decide what to do with the rest of their lives. AJ
loves... So, K-Tron, go ahead, give us some Hail Marys for your movie.
Preferably like the title, you know.
It's a really big deal that you can see the character's legs in my film.
The Elvis movie? Oh, fuck
no. No.
So cocaine, legs.
Cocaine is not part of mine.
I have two clues written, and one of them's goddamn cocaine.
That's McCrispy's.
Cocaine.
Why are the legs of grave importance?
That I cannot say. I can tell you that there is a 1951 Studebaker Commander Coupe in my film.
I don't know what the fuck any of this means.
Your movie is Back to the Future Part 2.
Nope.
Back to the Future 1.
Nope.
Back to the Future Part 3.
Nope.
Say the Studebaker line again.
A 1951 Studebaker Commander Coupe with wood paneling, if you're wanting to be a little bit more specific.
Sounds so familiar.
It's not a Bill and Ted movie, is it?
It's Bogus not one Adventure. Of the Bill and Ted's. Nope.
Dude, Where's My Car?
Nope. What's mine say?
I got nothing.
I got nothing.
Is it a kid's movie?
I can't really tell you.
That means yes.
Yes, you can. It's the Hail Marys. You say everything, even if you think you're going to get guessed.
I can tell you that there is a few times the fourth wall is broken in this film, but one of the biggest ones is that the characters use the script of the film to help save the day.
Sounds stupid.
Spaceballs?
Nope. However, Mel Brooks does have a cameo in this film.
Is this the movie with the grenade that every time they pick it up, you die?
No. What is that? Mom and Dad Save the World,
yeah.
I think?
Yeah. All right.
This movie has cameos by Mel Brooks.
Oh, my.
Elliot Gould, Dom DeLuise, Madeline Kahn, Carol Kane, Richard Pryor, Orson Welles, Steve Martin, Bob Hope, and more.
Is it the Muppets movie?
Mr. Meats, you have stolen
He's
my film
in.
And you are back
no
in.
Oh, the Richard Pryor. I don't know why. That like Richard Pryor and the Studebaker. I was like, there's one of the movies had a funny car. It was either the Muppets movie or something. The car and Richard Pryor.
At the very end, I have been defeated.
I just want to point out this is the second time that's happened to you.
I know. Well, lately. It keeps happening to me. I keep giving away too much at the end. I trust no one now. Good job, Mr. Meats. The Studebaker is important to the film, and they mention it by name a few times.
For anyone who has ever dreamed of fame and fortune at the end of the rainbow, this is one of the greatest success stories of all time, proving once and for all that anyone can make it, no matter how young, no matter how green.
The lovers, the dreamers, and me.
All it took was a dream.
Hollywood. You sing, you tell jokes, you can make millions of people happy.
Millions of people happy.
The road was long.
Waka, 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 waka.
But never lonely. It was dangerous. But never dull. Filled with unshakable friendship.
Come with us to Hollywood.
When you get rich and famous, maybe we'll show up and exploit your wealth.
McCrispy, how about you go ahead and give us the final thoughts to your movie?
All right, the final thoughts of my movie. I really liked it. Christian Bale's sold the movie for me. Especially all the memes online. I don't know if you've seen any of these memes. They're funny.
Oh, yeah. They've done a lot with some of the scenes in that film.
No, I thought the ending had me lute for a second, but then when I realized, like, it was just going crazy and didn't... Well, it's nothing here. It's like, it's nothing of whether he did commit the crimes or not. He killed the hookers, but he definitely didn't kill the business
sex
guys.
Workers.
Hookers.
No. But it's hard to say, because I think part of the message of the movie and a lot of the stuff that that author kind of wrote about was about how, like, just vapid and shallow the 80s were. And because that guy's rich, he gets away with everything. If there was an apartment or a condo, whatever, stuffed with dead bodies, and they found that, do you think they would try really hard to figure out who those people were and who left them? Probably not too hard. They'd just paint the walls and then find someone else to rent the place.
It's been a long time since I've seen the movie too, and I believe it was a real slow burn, wasn't it?
Not really. Like, he started, like, one, he acts weird 100% of the time, so, like, you know, you're right into it. And because he acts so weird, like, I just found myself invested. And he killed sex workers.
Thank you.
Pretty early on.
I think it's sort of like, the pacing is not like horror movie slasher pacing. It's something else. It's psychological, but weird. Like, it's definitely, if you go into it thinking, like, I'm ready for all the murder, like, it's not quite that.
It's probably Mr. Meat's worst nightmare, a man chasing him with chainsaws in each hand.
Naked.
He's in his underwear.
Oh, he's naked.
Oh, he's naked.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gotta go back and watch this movie.
He's naked? I gotta check this out.
It's definitely worth seeing again if you haven't seen it in a while.
They made a second one, and I want to watch it just see how crappy it is. It's not gonna
Do you remember the name of the band that he's really into that he just keeps lecturing people about?
Oh, I know. I'm terrible at names.
Yeah.
Collector, could you?
It would be Huey Lewis in the News.
Yeah, Huey Lewis, I'm just bad at names. I couldn't remember that. No matter how hard I could try.
Now, speaking of that scene, Katron, have you ever seen the video that Ice Nine Kills does for American Psycho?
I don't know if I have, no.
Oh,
I don't think so.
My goodness.
Oh, my God.
You need to, when we're done with this podcast, Mr. Meats and Katron, go to YouTube and YouTube Ice Nine Kills American Psycho and watch the video.
Okay.
Yeah, it's really good.
Will do.
Do you like Ice Nine Kills?
Not really.
Their early work was a little bit too seen for me, but when the Silver Screen came out, I think they really came into their own, commercially and artistically. The whole album has a refined melodic sensibility that really makes it a cut above the rest. Hey, Paul!
And yes, I do think the music video is slightly better than the movie, only slightly.
What is that, like 6 minutes compared to a 2-hour film?
Oh, it's good.
Is it?
The problem, like, the two...
He also has a cameo by the lead singer of Papa Roach in it as well.
Really?
Yeah, Jacob, what's his name? Jacoby? Something like that.
My life into pieces.
This is my last resort.
Listen, the early 2000s was a very angry time where you hated your parents. That's all I'm saying.
Everything was so angry. It was wonderful.
Back in my days of 1980, we respected our parents.
In the 80s, your parents weren't even around.
Yeah,
exactly, but we still respected them for not being around. Well, I did.
Anyways.
Sugar.
So some final thoughts about my movie. If you've never seen Empire Records, it's kind of like a time capsule because the whole movie, there's not really a plot to it. It's just mostly like people that work in a record store and how all their lives are kind of intertwined in each other and affect each other at the same time. And the plot is loosely an employee is supposed to close the store at night. And then he stumbles upon a contract on the desk and they're going to get turned into a music town, which is like a conglomerate music store. So he takes the money and he goes to Atlantic City and he's going to bet all the money and try to win so that they could save the music store. Well, he drops the ball, loses all the money. And now the rest of the movie takes place the next day of what's going to happen to this guy that lost the money to the store. And that's basically the plot. Mm-hmm. Without giving stuff away. And the cool thing about the movie is literally every scene there's music playing in it, and it's a different song and it just draws you in. Like I said, if you grew up in a certain time, you don't know what a music store is and what it could have been, where you went right to like these mom and pop ones, and when you go to these conglomerates, what it would be like, because literally there's no record stores left anymore. So
there's places that have them, but not like this, where pretty much the only thing they're selling is music.
Yes. And it 100% when I was younger made me want to work in a record store.
Of course, it looked like so much fun. And if you've ever had a job that was in some sort of retail setting like that, you get nostalgic for it, or you're there and you're already like, you've got this camaraderie with friends. If you've worked in a small business like that, you know, you feel like you're intertwined with everybody's lives. It either like you can relate to it on some level, or you wish you could. Like, who wouldn't want this job? These like mostly unsupervised teens and early 20s, young adults, just like having a ball at work. It looked like such a fun place to be.
And so if you haven't seen it, go watch it. It's a really good movie. That's all I could say.
Yeah. Great soundtrack. A movie where almost everything happens in one day. And this, like, one of my favorite genres of film is just like music films that aren't necessarily musicals, but like this, where it's just music driven, which we've done an episode on before. Just because it's so fun.
There's so many different, every character has got their own unique personality. So you'll end up, you know, favor in one character that closely relates to you. You know what I mean?
Infinitely quotable too.
Yes.
And yeah, McCrispy, you're right. There's a lot of good music in American Psycho as well, because there's all the 80s hits in that one.
He's just so creepy as he lectures people as he's telling them like what to do for his film.
All right, Mr. Meats, how about you give us some final thoughts about your movie?
All righty. So yeah, Jane, Silent Bob Strike Back, great movie, part of that great series with Mallrats and all those. Kevin Smith, love him, love his movies. But yeah, it's like you said, it's that early 2000s. It's got a lot of the big stars, actually, that were around. You had Sean William Scott, Jason Biggs was in it, James Vanderbeek, Will Ferrell was in it, a lot of big cameos. Mm-hmm. Great movie. And it, like you said, Kevin Smith, all those movies, Mallrats, Chasing Amy, Clerks, Clerks 2, great movies. It's a great watch for sure.
Did you ever see the sequel?
The reboot that just came out, what was it, 2 years ago? I have not. I need to see that, but I haven't seen it yet.
You have not seen, all right, so I won't ruin it, but just so if for anyone that didn't know, there's actually a sequel to Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back.
There is, too.
It is Jay and Silent Bob Reboot, and it's Jay and Silent Bob find out that they are rebooting their life story, and they're doing everything they can to stop it, because reboots suck.
Yep, that's definitely breaking some fourth walls there.
That's like 16 walls right there.
Definitely that whole movie is a lot of talking to the camera, and they know they're in a movie, or at least there's parts of it where they're like, oh, we're in
they're
a movie.
They're the most powerful beings there because they're aware.
Exactly.
And it's another one that's kind of a time capsule too, of like, it's at post Mall Rats, but like encapsulates that the time period of early aughts.
I don't think I should watch Clerks 2 with any of my friends. So I think they might look at me side-eyed now.
I still have not seen Clerks 3 yet, but I know I'm going to cry when I watch it.
Why?
Because it's a coming-of-age movie.
Oh, those always make you cry. Yeah.
Yes. Well, speaking of tearjerkers, Katron, how about you give us some final thoughts about your movie?
So my movie is 1979's The Muppet Movie. And it actually does almost make me cry because the song Rainbow Connection is like, oh my God, it makes me feel so much. So if you don't remember, that's the song that Kermit's playing on his banjo in the beginning. And then they kind of reprise it at the end once the Muppets all meet together and make it to Hollywood. So this movie was the first full-length movie that had the Muppets in it. The Jim Henson Company did the Emmett Otter's Jug Band was the first one that they did with just puppets. And this one was puppets and people. The Muppets was a TV show that was like a variety show on television with cameos by famous people. And they decided to try to make a movie and actually put them out in the real world. So to get this film like financed, they did some tests with just running around with Muppets in London, taking pictures of themselves and like filming themselves with the Muppets to show, here's what it would look like if they're interacting with humans in the real world. Here's them in a mailbox. Here's them with the cow or something. And you can see some of that on the special features. And it's very cool. The plot itself is about how the Muppets all meet. The movie actually starts where they're all coming together, all the Muppets, to watch the movie of the movie of the Muppets coming together. And it's how like Kermit meets Fozzie and they start the road trip together where they all want to go to Hollywood. And
the animal, did you see they have a new movie or miniseries out about that?
About making this movie?
No. Sorry, I jumped character on you because I thought Fozzie was in the band. But, you know, Animal, well, I forgot the name of his band.
Oh, he's in Dr. Teeth and the Electric Mayhem.
So there's I think it's a TV show, might even be in Disney, and it's all about that band, how like they didn't make an album, but now they're going to make an album sort of thing.
That's right. I haven't seen that yet. And it was because that was coming out that I was like, ooh, we should watch this movie. Apparently my significant other had never seen it before. Don't even know how that happened. And this movie is just, it's so good. If you have not seen it, you are a fan of the Muppets at all or grew up with them at any point and haven't seen this one, you absolutely have to. Not only is it like super 70s, but it's just very good. And they're breaking the fourth wall all over the place. The part where the film snaps in half is where the Muppets are then they're like in the theater like, hey, what the heck happened to the film? Which also happens in the Gremlins movie.
Hey, what happened? It's been there, born, different, different, flip, 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 flip.
Erected! Erected!
Don't worry, Animal, your big scene is coming up.
Yeah, yeah, just be cool. I need another seat cushion.
It's just got great music. It's the part in the beginning where Jim Henson is puppeting Kermit. He had to be underwater because that scene is like in a big tank. So he's underwater in a barrel with like a breathe tube with a rubber glove doing Kermit so that they could do a lot of these scenes. The big part about being able to see these characters' legs is because before it was all the Muppets behind on a soundstage and that kind of thing, hiding behind things. Whereas in this movie, you see Kermit riding a bicycle. You see him and Fozzie like dancing on a stage. So they had to figure out ways to kind of do that without there being those computers and things where you can just digitally do almost anything now. You could just make like a Muppet walking down the street with a computer. They were trying all kinds of different things in this film too, which helped it really stand out. It's just very different.
How are Muppets created?
Well, they're not exactly a mop and they're not exactly a puppet.
I think it was Jim Henson and a bunch of his crew were puppeteers. They were interested in this stuff. And because the special effects just weren't there to do a lot of other things, people were using miniatures. They were using puppets and special effects companies like theirs to make big creations. So they just kind of started getting bigger and bigger and tried more stuff. And because they were so innovative, they got a lot of work. At the end of this movie, too, there is Animal eats a pill that makes him gigantic, and he bursts out of a building. And instead of just using some sort of green screen thing, Jim Henson insisted they built a giant ass robot head of the Animal. So they made a really big head just for fun, just because they could, because they had the budget.
Bragging rights, you know.
The sillies, for the sillies, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, well,
there's a lot of good movies on this one, you guys.
I know. So there's three of us left, and we're going to compete in a little thing called Sudden Death.
Go on and place your bets. Prepare to lose, prepare to lose. Come see if you don't have something left. You'll be on the floor trying to catch your breath.
All right, so there's three of us left in this. It's
no, there's not. There's two.
There's three.
There's three.
Ooh.
Mr. Meat's guest, K-Tron's movie.
Yeah, so Meat's in, and you're in.
And you are in, McCrispy.
No, I'm not. Someone guessed my movie.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, you did.
No.
Collector guessed American Psycho.
Oh, that's right. So you're not in. Like, God damn it, now it's me and Mr. Meat's?
Yeah, I'm not going to cheat.
The prophecy is happening again.
Oh, gosh. All right.
There's no point cheating if I already lost.
It's not. All right. Let's get this over with, Mr. Meats. It's unfortunate, but you need to die now.
Oh, no.
Meats, I'm going to let you pick a color. Purple, blue, pink, orange, yellow, or green?
I'm going to go with purple. Feeling lucky, purple.
What character in Friday the 13th, Part 7, The New Blood of 1988?
Collector.
Tina. It's Tina.
Has telekinetic powers.
Yep.
Tina Shepherd. Yep. You got it, Collector.
Collector one.
Sorry, man. He got you on a Friday the 13th question.
Yeah.
I was actually watching Friday the 13th, the first one, before we started the podcast.
I finished the first one at work.
Nice.
Sorry, Mr. Meats, but I have an obsession for the Friday the 13th franchise. So
it was a good first one, that's for sure. Good first one, learning lesson. We'll take second place right now.
That's right. You know.
Yeah, it's okay. They'll probably be a next time. You never know.
Well, you got to change your name to Duty. That's all. You know.
Exactly.
All right. Wow. So for a future episode, I'm thinking movies that take place on a spaceship.
On a boat. Yeah, I'm on a boat. Okay. Yeah, spaceship. Yeah.
We already did nautical. We will go to space this time.
Again.
What are our stipulations here?
Has to take place on a spaceship the entire time. They could land, but as long as they stay in that spaceship.
No spacewalk?
They could go outside. You could be in space or on the spaceship. You cannot. If you're on a planet you
or
can't,
moon?
Yes. You can't be like, oh, I'm going to go into the caves and see space trolls. No.
What if like half the characters leave and half the characters stay in the spaceship?
As long as you see them staying in the spaceship, that's all that matters.
So characters just have to be a character no matter what has to be in a spaceship. Got it.
No.
Yep.
That's kind of what you said.
Spaceship stays in the space. That's it.
Does the camera stay on the spaceship?
Yep. Okay.
You have to see a piece of the spaceship on screen at all times.
Okay, okay.
Okay, fine. All right. This is gonna be hard. Okay.
Yeah, that narrows it down a bit. I kind of like that though.
It's like five movies I can think of, and I'm gonna name them so you can't use them. The one that Chris Pratt's in.
All right.
Nope.
Mr. Meats, thanks for coming on.
Thank you for having me. It was awesome.
Did a great job.
Yeah, we're glad that you made a comeback. Unfortunately, you lost in the end.
Yep.
But we'll definitely have to get you back on.
Absolutely.
Well, let's see. K-Tron, you want to go ahead and tell everyone which wall you break through for? That's a really big, terrible segue.
Yeah, that was.
Yeah, I'm part of the Mystery Movie Madness. Yes, I'm also part of that. I'm also part of the Midnight Romero Society.
You're on Mystery Movie Madness, so you have to break the fourth wall and talk about the Romero Society.
Midnight Romero Society.
Yes.
Spelled MIDNITE, so right, we spell it wrong. We're a group of friends and film enthusiasts who get together and watch movies. We've done some podcast episodes. We've done some articles and things. If you want to check out our website, it's MidnightRomeroSociety.org. That's .org. And again, MIDNITE. And we like a lot of movies that are obscure and weird and fun. We just want to get people's eyes on some things. If you want to read a super long article I wrote about camp films, you can read that there. This is certainly the time of year to do so. And I did a bunch of research and watched a bunch of camp films for that. So there's something you can do there. Check us out. We got some t-shirts that I drew ghosts for and other fun stuff.
Ghosts.
You can find us all up on the interweb. We're on Twitter at Mystery Movie Mad, on the Instagram at Mystery Movie Madness. We have a website. I don't know the address for it. Just Google us. We come up instantly. Crispy, do you have anything?
Yes.
Go on.
Wait. Battle shit.
That's not a real song, but it could
battle
be.
Battle shit.
If anything, I figured you would have done the Batman theme song.
Battle shit. Christian Bale.
I want you to auto-tune yourself singing battle shits, please.
No, it has to not be in tune, otherwise it's not funny.
Mr. Meats, do you have anything?
Have a wonderful evening, folks.
Oh,
that's nice.
So wholesome.
Unfortunately, you came on this podcast.
Wow, and we had McCrispy and Mr. Meats. That's two different kinds of meats. You guys didn't like really fight each other too bad. Mr. Meats, you're very wholesome. Thanks for coming on the show.
Well, he's not a very defined meat. I am very clearly chicken, but you know, Mr. Meats is not defined meat. He's like a hot dog, you know.
Mystery meat.
All of them. Pack great one.